No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we have the one and only
Bad Baby Bitch.
There it is, Daniel Bergoli. How you feeling? I'm excited to have you on here. People have like always kind of wondered if it would ever happen. Our paths have crossed. You just said you've been here 7 times.
Oh, exactly 7, like around 7-ish.
I saw you get your nails done and back during a Rico Nasty meet and greet.
Yeah.
So I mean, getting your nails done back here—that's pretty personal. It's not like I did your nails. It was like a whole station. They were doing lots of nails back there.
Those are my favorite nails I ever got.
Yeah.
Popping.
Amazing. Anyway, yeah. So this is the question. Do you want to do a regular interview or do you want to do an interview that's a regular interview but starts out with us talking about the rice gum shit that happened today? Because I know you've seen it. I know.
So I didn't actually.
You didn't see it.
I did not see it because I don't give a fuck.
Do you want me to tell you some of the things that he said?
You can go ahead because I didn't fucking see it.
I thought some of it was a little inappropriate, I'm going to be honest with you.
He's very...
Well, he said you look like a rat. That's one thing that I... Multiple times the rat accusation was thrown around.
I wonder where he got that from, Frank.
Oh, she's blaming her security guard right now. Wait, well, he says that about
his,
you?
That's his number one go-to insult to me.
And so did you meet him as your security guard? Or because it seems like you guys are very close now.
You know, when you're with someone every day, it happens.
Right. You even dropped his salary in a song. Which I thought was pretty impressive. Because, you know, a lot of people don't think...
He makes less than that, though. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, you exaggerated on his behalf.
He makes, like, $3 a day.
We had to tell her that, so she didn't give you pay cut.
Oh, okay. Very nice. I like that, though. It's like, you know, you're around somebody so much, you might as well just start, you know, being friends with them, right?
I mean, it's more forced than I've ever...
It's forced?
Yeah.
Because you guys are... Just you have to be around
him. I have to have him here, or else I'll like lose my sanity.
Right. Well, you probably also just end up in a bunch of.
We were in New York, and we were staying at my grandmother's house, me and my mom. Mm-hmm. And then he was staying at this hotel. I'm talking about literally across the. I'm not like right across the street, literally. And I didn't sleep the whole night because I was having separation anxiety.
From him?
Yes.
Really?
I'm serious. That's what happened.
It's like you're like childhood teddy bear now at this point in your life, except. Except he's like 240 pounds and looks like he's probably killed somebody before. Maybe not
probably.
Literally. No. He's just probably manhandled some people before.
Some people.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen him have to do in terms of like protecting you?
I mean, usually people don't try because he just looks like how he looks. So people just kind of just like don't do anything because they know better. And other people who just, like, there's some people who just don't give a fuck and they'll just go to talking shit, but they don't ever get close enough. Like, they just, we had one incident, we were at the Grove, and Frank was gonna, like, grab him by his throat. That was about all that happened.
A dude who was bothering
you? Yeah, it was, like, some little-ass kid, and he was like, will you really square up, though? Frank was like, nah, but I will. And then he, like, ran away with his friends. So that's, like, as far as we got, but I just recently got to watch him beat up somebody.
Really? On your behalf?
In my backyard.
Someone in your backyard started something?
They were really slap boxing, but, you know, Frank doesn't know how to play fight.
Really? Oh, so it was his own little slap boxing thing. Okay, I got you. All right, you want me to tell you another thing Ricegum said?
Sure.
He said, keep bragging about you getting money, but the label taking half. So he's claiming that he knows what's up with your contracts. Probably not. That's not really how.
I promise you, he's never even seen a contract in his life.
Oof.
So how is he going to tell me?
Okay, but in his opinion, you've talked a bunch of shit about him.
So?
But what is it that you don't like?
I'm allowed to do that. You're not. See, this is what, these bitches have to understand. We're not equal.
Mm-hmm.
We're not equal. Like, when a teacher tells you something, you just do. You don't talk back to the teacher. Well, you're not supposed to, but, I mean, don't take advice from me. But you're not supposed to, like... You know what I mean? Like,
you're the teacher, Ricegum's the student.
Yes.
Why do you feel
like,
that that is?
You're my son. Like, the fuck, sit down.
You think he was influenced by you?
I mean, I think he's more slick now ever since I came along. A lot of these bitches do that because, listen, I know one bitch, right? Never got her nails long. Told me my nails were ugly long. Who never cursed, never did none of that shit. Now she be on, oh, bitch, fuck, da-da-da, slut, bitch, hoe, pussy hoe, da-da-da, with her nails long as hell. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. You've been doing that for a long time, having the ridiculously long nails. How the fuck do you type with that?
Same way you type.
I type like with my mitts. It's like I'm a fucking bear just smashing away on the keys. I can't imagine. No, I've seen my girlfriend do it. Yeah, you keep them floating above it, sort of. That's cool. Yeah, some of the other things you said were kind of mean in general. I don't know if we should necessarily dig in on it.
Go ahead, tell me. I want to know.
Some of it seems kind of inappropriate for me to even repeat.
You want me to just read it off there?
Yeah. You want to read these top two lyrics here? Those are quotes.
How the fuck are you 14 with rumors that you sleep around? Just like your dad, you're not a girl I want to keep around.
Hey, I didn't say it. How do you feel about that? You think that those are pretty good bars, or do you think
first
that's kind of bad?
Foremost, let's get something straight. I'm not. I'll. Don't get me wrong. I'll conversate with a lot of dudes who I find attractive. Doesn't mean I'm dating them. Doesn't mean I'm with them. Doesn't mean I have a hold on them. Doesn't mean I've never done anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you've seen me with a dude means that I'm automatically having sex with them. Like, come on, get out of my face.
That's offensive.
Like, I took a picture with, what, not even, was on FaceTime with Kodak. I didn't meet Kodak until fucking day and night. Until until that day, I had never met him until then. And there was already rumors going around, oh, she fucked Kodak, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm at the studio, and I meet Jack Boy. So we took a picture together, okay, cool. And then, oh, you got to hit just like when Kodak hit? No!
People are just crazy assumptions.
There was rumors, me and Trippy, there was rumors about... I remember Trippy was going off of people about that shit. Who else? There's been so many. Skies. So, like, just, like, shut up, please.
Yeah, people really just feel the need to just assume, huh? Especially since they would be discussing criminal behavior for a lot of these guys. They're way too old to even be considered in this conversation. But people just assume, huh?
I guess.
It's crazy.
The fuck are you laughing at?
I mean, Kodak kind of like, I felt like he was trolling by having you do the video for him.
He didn't have me do the video for him.
Who did? It was an Atlantic thing?
No, I wasn't even with Atlantic. I didn't even know fucking what Atlantic was.
Okay.
Like,
so how did that happen though?
We were just shooting a video for my merch and song came on and I just started going and that happened. That's it.
Really? That was it?
And then, like, I guess Kodak got his hands on it and he was like, let's make this the Everything 1K video.
Right. How do you feel about the fact that Rice Gum also had some stuff to say about YoungBoy?
What do you say?
I didn't even write down exactly what he said. I just wrote, he brought up YoungBoy.
Brought up what about him, though?
I don't know. Something about how you weren't treating him right or something.
That's a very touchy subject because I don't like when people talk about that because you have no idea what happened in that situation.
Really?
No one knows what happened in that situation. No one knows why we're not together. No one knows why he went with some girl I was beefing with. No one knows why, nothing. So whenever it comes to YoungBoy, people need to keep their fucking mouth shut because you know absolutely nothing.
And is this just information that you're keeping close to your chest? You don't want anybody to know?
This is just like, listen, me and him, we met through an A&R at Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
I had listened to his music way before, right? I'm thinking, okay, cool, I'm gonna meet him, right? So I go to the studio, I meet him, and he's like, oh, let me get your number, right? So I'm like, okay, give him his number. I'm not thinking nothing about it, really. Like, okay, he's cool, whatever. Like, I'm not saying he's ugly, but I'm not thinking nothing in my mind, right? And then we take a picture, he puts his arm around me, and I'm like, okay. And meanwhile, he's 17, so, and it's my decision anyways at the end of the day, so if I wanted to pursue anything, I could have.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just regular-ass conversations, like, nothing, none of that. And then we just had gotten an argument about something, and I'm in my mind, I'm like, this isn't going to work. So I just, okay.
Too intense for you?
Not too intense for me, but just I see the type of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not putting myself in that situation because that's how bad shit happens. And I'm like, and I still stayed cool with him. I never had beef with him or nothing. I just stayed cool with him, but I think what happened on his part was he got upset because I understood what was gonna go. I understood what route he was gonna take just because of the type of person he is. And I was just like, all right, cool. And then I think that's why he ended up with that rat face bitch.
Oof, there we go. Did you see the video of him with supposed girl in the hotel hallway?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that? Is that the kind of stuff you were worried about?
Listen, that's yes and no, because we had a different type of relationship. We weren't dating, we weren't just friends. We were just like we kind of connected in a way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't think he would do that if that was me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we wouldn't be together for that reason, because he's that type of person. He wouldn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go. But do you feel like people blew the relationship up into being something bigger than it was just because people like to do that?
Yes. I mean, all with those pictures that were posted, all it was, he sent me the pictures, and I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna post one. I posted one with a caption from one of his songs,
mm-hmm.
and then he just did it back, and I'm like, okay, cool. I guess he's really fucking with me.
How do you feel about like trolling in general, just like saying ridiculous things on social media in order to get a reaction? Do you think that that's something you do?
Yeah.
Or I guess like the other side of it is everything you do completely sincere and real? Because I think that everybody now on social media and stuff kind of has to understand the general route that you could take towards, you know, getting people to talk about you. Everybody sort of is aware, oh, if I put some crazy ass caption on this photo, then everybody's going to, you know, leave 100,000 comments.
Like, people know me as a shit talker, all that. Like, I'm only talking shit because you're in another city, you're in another state. You're out of my reach.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in front of me, I'd rock your shit. You'd be over with. Whether you're girl, boy, transgender, whatever you are. I don't care.
You ever beat up a trans person?
If they wanna.
Anybody can get it.
These hands quad sexual.
I like that you're still down to threaten like people generally with violence, which is kind of like, that's how you came into the game, that's and you're not, like, fuck it, I'm going to keep okay, rocking you know with what? It.
People say violence isn't the answer. Yes, it is. These bitches don't learn. But you know, there's some bitches, and I used to be that bitch because clearly I was tiny. When I was younger, I really couldn't fight. But I was that type of bitch that you could beat the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I'm gonna come up to you, I'm gonna be like, you a pussy ass bitch, ain't gonna do shit.
Right.
Like, that's just how I do shit.
Yeah. You've never been scared since you were young?
No, I've never been. I mean, No, I just don't, like...
What were you like before the fame? Like who was Danielle?
The person I am now, just talked way more shit.
So you've...
Now I have no filter, but then I had no filter, like...
Right.
No filter whatsoever.
And so, but you were still in school and stuff? You still had, like, a relatively... No, you'd been taken out of school?
No, I took myself out of school.
Because you were getting in trouble all the time and stuff, or...
Just boring.
You just hated it.
No, I just had no reason to be there. I had better things to do outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to add. I knew how to subtract. I didn't know how to divide. I knew how to multiply, though.
Have you figured out division at this point?
No.
Yeah, I mean, they got calculators now. I don't know if you really even need to know that shit.
Exactly. That's why it's like, as long as you can add and you can read and you can write, you don't even have to be able to spell correctly. Just know how to, like... You know,
Well, I mean, a lot of people have said that it's like, you know, do you really need to know how to do math in an era where everybody's got a calculator, everybody's got Google?
No.
You got the shit in your pocket. You got this little calculator right here, and you can just figure stuff out on your own.
It's like having a nerd.
A nerd. Your own personal nerd.
Yeah.
It's true. Although I do think it's handy to be able to do division on the spot, but I mean, at the same time, I don't know. I can't imagine what it would be like not knowing how to do division.
I don't know, so.
All right, how about this? How about you got 12 eggs, and you and your three friends are all making breakfast. How many eggs reasonably?
9.
There you go.
Well, that's subtraction.
No, it's not. It's like how many eggs would be allocated to each person.
If you would have wrote that down, I would not have been able to tell you what it was.
Really?
But you explained it to me, so I was...
Maybe math is good. Oh no. Anyway, okay, so can you just tell me the circumstances that led up to you being on that show in the first place? I don't want to talk too much about, you know, that whole episode and everything, but I just do think it's interesting that your mom even thought it was a good idea to bring you on that show in the first place. What was her idea with that?
Oh, he gets bored easily. No, but what it is really she had reached out a long time ago, and she was just like, all right, well, I'm gonna just do this, right? Just like, she never thought he would ever reply back.
Mm.
So 3 years later, replies back, and then my mom was just like, all right, cool.
Let's go on TV.
Yeah, and it's like, you're a little dumbass anyway. I can try to get you some help.
Right.
And so...
But were you and your mom like constantly fighting and bickering before that?
No, we were just like any other person. We just let people see.
Right.
Tell me you've never argued with your mom before in your life.
Oh, yeah. When I was your age, it was hell.
Ran away.
I tried to run away. She'd always catch me. She'd catch me like a mile down the street.
My mom would catch me too at other people's houses. Like, I remember one night I went under, like, in between the box spring and the mattress and just laid flat. And then a cop flipped over the mattress.
The cops showed up because she thought you were missing?
Every fucking time the cops would come. I'm just like...
And you were
there
just...
There was one time where I was in the shower. And I was in the bathroom doing something. And she thought I would have ran away, called the cops. Cop fucking banging on the fucking door. And I'm like... What happened? Like, are you arguing with someone outside? Like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, there you are. What?
Yeah.
That lady loves to call the police, bro.
That's crazy. What's your relationship with your mom like now? What, you just don't talk that much?
No, we do. Like, we get along or whatever. It's just like, my mom is just my mom. That's it.
Is she okay with the stuff that you do to make a living and everything?
Yes.
She's all right with it.
She's an amazing parent. She's just a nutcase.
I think a lot of... Okay, so let me ask you this. When did you realize that you were famous?
When I went my ex-best friend, Zandalee, to Walmart. And I'm talking about looking raggedy as hell, because when you're nobody, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not around your friends and shit, you don't care.
You can go to Walmart. You can look like shit.
I had on like fucking pajama pants and slippers and like a cutoff t-shirt. And I'm like walking around and I'm like, take a picture of me? Azizi's like, nah, you're tripping. So we keep walking and I'm like, and she's like, nah, I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So me and her run, bitch, would you take a picture for? Because we don't know. We've never seen that before.
Right.
Never seen that before. So it's like.
You were ready to bang on her.
So we go to throw.
You got in a fight with her in the Walmart?
No, we didn't get in a fight with her because she ran away. But we were gonna. If we needed to, we were gonna.
Right. But then this just kept happening over and over to the point where you realize, like, oh, I can't just yell at everybody anymore.
So then I would just walk around with a hoodie on, hoodie all tied up and shit.
Right. But was there, like, a certain point where you realized, like, I'm not going to just let the fact that I went viral just be, you know, the end of the story for me? I think that's what kind of impressed and surprised a lot of people, is that you actually were like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to actually, like, make a career out of this.
I'm not going to be like everyone else. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it. I'm going to take what was given to me and I'm going to make something out of it.
Right. Period. Yeah, it's like a lot of people wouldn't have expected you to still be like a household name at this point, but somehow...
Guess what? I ain't going nowhere, bitch!
Okay.
Try to take me out, I'm coming right back.
But have you ever considered sort of like cleaning up parts of your image? Or do you think that like saying stuff like that, you know, fuck you, bitch, blah, 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 do you think that that is... such a part of your character, of what people love you for, that you can't stop doing stuff like that?
I'm honestly just like, I'm just being me. If I feel for myself, not for everybody else because I'm fuck, but for myself, if I think, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this no more, maybe I shouldn't do that no more, I'm gonna do it because of me, not because I want to clean up my image.
Do you think that cleaning up your image would be like incredibly difficult for you, because you just don't have, like, you know, that would be like a really upsetting thing for me on a personal level. Like, I know I'd probably be able to make more money or be more marketable or something if I were to sort of clean up the way I talk, the way I act. I can't do it. You know, I got to be me.
It's not going to work like that. It's not going to work like that, because everyone's going to call you fake and be like, oh, see, here's the real Adam. Like, this is what they're doing now.
Right.
Like, if you know what happened, if I stop cursing.
It'd be weird.
If I stopped getting my nails done, if I stopped all this thing, all the real me shit, they'd be like, oh, there's a little innocent white girl.
You'd be like a lot of other people.
And that's what I'm not. Mm. I mean, honestly, before I was famous, I was still not like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
My name was always in someone's mouth. Someone always liked me. Someone always hated me. The girls that wanted to be friends with me in school talk shit about me to get me to be around them, to get me to say something back to them.
Mm-hmm.
I was never just one of these hidden kids. Like, I always stood out. And I always made sure I stood out. If I wasn't getting attention, I'm gonna wreck this whole place to get some.
And in that way, you were really sort of built for the social media age where it's all about attention.
Yes, I'm an attention seeker. Anybody will tell you.
Anybody. Do you think that is what motivates you at this point? Are you motivated by money, or is it by just, I want to see how crazy this shit can get, how famous I can get?
Everything. I'm just motivated by keep doing what I'm doing. Do what makes you happy. I'm motivated by happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it is.
You're not motivated by money. You don't think about, like, oh, I want to have this amount of money.
No, because I can make money either way.
Mm. So. You make like a lot of money at this point. It must be like weird to think about how much money you make, right? Yeah. True or false?
Next question.
Wow, you just don't like to dig around in that too much. You don't like pay attention to the business stuff that much.
It's not everyone's business. Like, it's just like,
what part of the job, of the stuff that you do on like a weekly basis, do you enjoy the most?
Arguing with Frank.
That's not so much part of the job. That's just, you could sort of do that.
It is. I promise you it is.
You could probably get a security guard that you don't even have to argue with at all.
But that ain't fun. if I didn't have him,
mm-hmm.
I would be fucking in a fucking mental house.
So you're saying that he keeps you sane. That's good.
Yes, bro. He fucking bro.
But you guys have been like roasting each other since you walked in. He was already just trying to make jokes at your expense, right. Just fucking with you. You're fucking with him back.
But he's also the type of person who... He can come up to me and fucking knock my eyebrows off. If I come up to him and pinch him, he's gonna.
Okay, but what about like the? Okay, are you having the most fun when you're recording music, when you're going out hustling up new business deals, when you're making the YouTube videos, when you're out doing interviews or media appearances? What is the stuff?
I like it all.
Really?
I mean, of course, I like being in the studio more, but I really like it all.
Hmm. When you were young, did you see yourself being famous? Did you think that was probably going to be part of your future?
No, I didn't know I was going to be famous. I always knew I was going to be something, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to, I'm going to always be the big fish.
Right.
No matter what.
I feel like you were either going to become somebody who, I would say this about myself, too, is that my mom told me this one time. She said, Adam, people like you end up in jail. And then I ended up, actually doing pretty well for myself. But when I think about it now, it's like a lot of the stuff I was doing when I was younger, it was a lot more likely that I would have ended up in jail.
I think everything happens for a reason. Like, if we were supposed to be in jail, we'd be in jail. But we're not. That's why we're here doing this right now.
Yeah.
There's a plan for us.
I don't know, though. When I think about a lot of the things I did in my life, I could have very easily ended up in jail for a long time. And then I probably wouldn't end up doing this.
If I wasn't famous right now... I'd have so many fucking battery cases.
What do you mean by that?
Because I hate when people talk. I just hate when people talk. Like, dude, you have your own shit to worry about. Fucking do your shit. Let me worry about my shit. Like, once you get to my level, then come argue with me. Do what you want to do.
But don't you feel...
you at that point.
But somebody like Ricegum, I mean, he... you have insulted him publicly, like in your YouTube videos and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's you having an opinion on somebody who doesn't have anything to do
that's
with your
not
life.
Really, it's not a real opinion. It's just, okay, here. Like, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm just little tiny baby fish. What am I doing?
Yeah. When did was starting to take the rap thing more seriously? Was that a big part of you sort of started taking the overall career seriously? Or were you already like, no, I'm going to really try to make money off of this name I built for myself. And then the rap thing just sort of came later.
It was kind of like... I wanted to do something, and I'm thinking, all right, what's the shit I'm good at, right? And I've always loved music. I I clearly still love music. I'm saying, like, I always listen to music no matter where I am. I'm into all types of shit. Like, mostly, like, my two genres really are old school R&B rap type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ray J, old Chris Brown, and fucking, like, all the, like, Mariah Carey and Keisha Cole.
Respect.
Aaliyah, Ashanti.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ones like Skies and...
The New School.
Dexter and...
Dexter.
Rich the Kid and all them.
So when people say that, you know, they think that you are just sort of like appropriating black culture or whatever, you were a big rap fan like before any of this started happening to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just the area I grew up in, the people I was around.
Mm, yeah, when I look at you and like what you're doing, it's like, no, this is a girl who was just raised on hip hop the same way that I was when I was a little kid. I had people saying like, yo, you're a wigger when I was a kid. Wigger was a big word that I got a lot because I was just way too into rap music for a lot of people, which especially, you know, in the 90s and stuff, it was even weirder for like a white kid to be that into rap, I guess.
So, like that. I don't care. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you're mad, stay away.
I think that you're more just like a ratchet little girl rather than like a, you know.
Oh, that's a first.
But no, I'm sure you hear that all the time. You're just, but you know, okay. you have behavioral issues. You're just like a crazy ass girl who was raised on hip hop.
Yes. I have behavioral issues. I have anger issues. I have emotional issues. I will
beat a podcast ass, a podcast host ass.
I will argue with this motherfucker until I'm blue in the face, call him every name under the sun. The minute he's like, oh yeah, says something back, start crying instantly.
Really? Oh, you're sensitive like that. Okay.
No, I'm not sensitive. I just want to make him feel bad.
So do you think you're emotionally like manipulative in that sense?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good sense. That's a good skill to have. Yeah, there you go.
I just make people feel bad because I'm young.
What do you spend your money on? Now that you supposedly nails. Have some. Nails is the number one thing.
That's it.
How often do you get those things redone?
Like every week, sometimes twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
How many grills do you have?
I have two, but I don't wear them anymore.
Why not?
Because I have these things on my teeth.
Oh, yeah, you got those little gems down there, huh?
Yeah.
I just got my first grill. I was thinking about wearing it for this, but it kind of feels weird. It's all tight on my teeth.
Mine was like that, too, so I just stopped wearing it.
Yeah, you're so young that your teeth are probably moving all over
yeah,
the place
it's
and
like
shit.
This tooth up here, it made the top one like push out and it hurts. So I don't do that shit no more. Anyways, like, I realize I look kind of stupid.
Maybe it might be a little too much.
Yes, but if I really liked it, I wouldn't have stopped. So.
Right. Well, that's good. You know, the one thing I really wanted to point out that I didn't know until earlier today is that the episode of the TV show with the unnamed host that we shall not mention was actually titled, I Want to Give Up My Car-Stealing, Knife-Wielding, Twerking 13-Year-Old Daughter Who Tried to Frame Me for a Crime.
Yeah, I did that.
I mean, I know a lot of these, like, midday shows have ridiculous titles for them and stuff, but, I mean, wow, what a great title that is.
It was actual bullshit. It was so much bullshit.
Which part of it?
Okay.
Car stealing. True or false?
True.
Knife wielding.
True.
Twerking.
Semi-true.
13-year-old daughter. You must have been younger than that then.
It started when I was like 12-ish, 13-ish. I was really just showing out. Didn't care.
And you tried to frame her for a crime. What was the crime?
Heroin.
Heroin? Why was there heroin around?
There wasn't. I made it.
You made heroin.
I didn't make heroin.
That's very impressive. I'm going to be honest.
I didn't make heroin. I just took flour. I mixed flour and, what's the sugar they put on the thingies?
I don't know. I haven't done a lot of baking.
Powdered sugar. Okay. Powdered sugar, regular sugar, and baking soda.
And you just mixed it all together and it looked like heroin?
Yeah.
And then you called the cops and said it was
and
heroin?
And I put it in a little baggie, tied it up, put a little straw, put a little razor. Did like three lines, and then I was like, my mom's a crackhead.
Why did you do that? What'd
she
didn't
you
let
do me
to
go
you?
Out? And it was like, I'm just going to ZZ's house. Like, I'm not doing that thing. And she's like, if you leave, I'm going to get you arrested. I'm like, not if I get you arrested first.
I'm going to be honest. As a 13-year-old, I would not have been able to create like a fake heroin setup. I don't think I really knew what
that's
that was.
Special.
Yeah, you're in touch with the streets. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, well, is it also true that you stole a crew member's car while the episode was being filmed?
Yeah.
This is really, this whole interview is basically just me marveling at all of your amazing accomplishments. I mean, I didn't have to dig too deep for this. This was just like on the Wikipedia page about you, which I'm sure you're aware of. So you stole a crew member's car, true or false?
Yes.
It happens.
I mean, I didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
I was set up.
How so?
Do you leave crack on a crackhead's dresser?
If I had crack, I would probably dispose of it in a local garbage can or something like that. But
or a local crackhead dresser, right?
Would I leave crack? No, I don't know. I don't know how to answer the question. I don't even want to.
I'm saying, like, okay, listen. If you have a friend or a brother, or whatever, that smokes cigarettes, and you know they're trying to stop, and you smoke cigarettes, are you going to leave cigarettes in their possession?
So why leave a car around a car thief?
No. Why leave your fucking keys, you dumbass bitch, on my fucking dresser?
Right.
And I said to my mom, we went to this Greek place to go pick up food while they were doing lights or whatever, and I'm like, Mom, lady left her keys on my dresser. She's like, you're not going to do it. I said, okay. Got home, went, actually lost this Coach bag the same night. I packed up my little bag, and I threw it over the, went around the back, and I threw my bag over the fence, and then I went back in the house, and then I was like nothing happened. Took the keys. I had put the keys in my bag, but I went outside and I was like, because I used to smoke back then, so everyone was like, I was just like, oh, I'm gonna just go outside. Like, no one's thinking anything of it, me just walking out of the house. Toodles.
You just took off in the car.
Gone.
Well, then where'd you go?
To some friend's house.
You just left the car on the street. You probably should have, like, driven into a lake or something.
I went, I picked him up, and then we just, like, drove somewhere and then went back. And then I was like, you're trouble. Get out. And then I just left.
Interesting. So when you look back at those days, do you already feel like you've grown up a lot since then? Or are you still kind of like, I'm still pretty much the same?
I think I've grown up a lot since then in different ways that you guys probably won't see.
Mm.
Only people who are around me a lot really see it.
I think you have to have grown up a lot to even be able to still be surviving, given how many eyeballs are on you and how many people want to see you fail at this point, right?
Yes, for sure. That's why
I'm going to pretend you didn't just kick me in the kneecap, by the way.
I did that to everyone.
I'm kind of scared of you now for knowing about all this stuff.
If you're sitting across from me at a tiny table or next to me, you're going to get kicked.
You just sort of swing your feet around a lot. It's kind of your thing. I got you. But so you feel like you've grown up a lot, or do you feel like, you know, because like when you look back at that version of yourself, I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like to look back at a version of myself that young and that reckless and that lacking in knowledge about how the world works and just have to be like, yeah, you know, that's me.
Yeah.
But hey, fuck it.
Exactly. You can only be stupid once.
Yeah. I notice you haven't really been in that much trouble lately, though. Seems like you've been keeping pretty low profile.
Probation.
Does that hold you back a lot?
Judge probably gonna watch this. So I'd be a good kid no matter what. Don't get me wrong.
Right. No, but I mean in the sense that you'd be able to do a lot more things that would probably sort of play appropriately into like your image in the sense of just doing crazier stuff, more ridiculous stuff. But you kind of need to keep a lot of that more low key now.
Yeah. So I don't really have a lot of people around me. I don't have a lot of mouths around me. There's NDAs in every room of my house.
NDAs, really? So if, like, hypothetically, we were to, like, come over to film at your house, we'd have to sign NDAs about anything we saw.
I'd make you sign two of them.
Two of them? Jesus Christ. You take people's phones, too?
No, it hasn't got that far yet because I don't really have parties and shit because if I felt like I needed to take someone's phone, I'm going to take your shit. You could either give me your shit or leave.
Right. Would you even be the one to have the conversation or would you make Frank have the conversation?
If it was a person who, like, I knew was going to try to give trouble about it, I'd do it. But if I knew it was someone who was going to just try to be normal, I'd just let Frank do it because that's what's supposed to happen. But I like drama.
Mm.
So if I know you're going to start talking shit, I'm going to just do it so I can talk shit with you.
Okay. Do you feel like when you turn 18 or 19 or whenever you're going to get off probation, are you going to go crazy or are you going to hopefully stay the same at that point?
Can't answer that question.
It's hard to say.
I can't. I just... I'm gonna just do what I want to do. Honestly, I do what I want to do now.
Mm-hmm. With limits. You just have to rein yourself in a lot. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're sort of just like waiting out the time in a lot of ways because you sort of are so like constrained in how much travel you can do and stuff like that?
No and yes.
Didn't you get caught for like weed or some bullshit anyway?
Yes, I was. I wasn't in my fucking possession too.
Really?
Like, I was outside with my ex-girlfriend and she was smoking and I noticed a cop was following us around.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, no, I noticed, I walked outside and I look and on parked on her grass, a cop car. I'm like, what? So I just go back in the house, right? It's just, I just had got out of court too. I'm like, Gabby, there's a fucking cop car outside your house. She's like, what? She goes outside, look, it's gone. So we go out and we're walking down the street and I notice he passes again. And so I'm like, bro, put the fucking shit down, bro. And she's still like trying to fucking light it. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And so he passes again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck this. So I go to walk from to behind her house and she's like, light this, because she's fucking brain dead, couldn't light a fucking blunt. And so I go to light it and I'm like, oh fuck that. And I go like this, right? And fucking dumb self fucking throws it where the dirt is, not where the grass is.
Mm.
So he's like, it's right there. And I'm like, no it's not. And I'm over here talking the most shit, calling him every name under the sun. And I'm like, I'm going to get myself fucked. What are you doing? But I'm, like, still mad because I'm like, I know my dad sent you here to search for me. I'm not stupid.
Really?
So, and then I get a fucking written arrest for it. And she goes back in her house. Fucking milk dud.
And then now you're fucking milk dud. What's that mean? Milk dud? Was that her nickname or is that just a general
that
insult?
That was Dan and Adam's nickname for her.
For this girl? Who is this girl?
You made it. What? Look at him, see?
I see a bunch of men who don't seem like they want to take credit for this nickname.
Uh-uh. I was really dumb.
Yeah, when you're young. It's just crazy because, I mean, I got in trouble for a lot of stuff when I was that young, but I didn't get 5 years of probation for it.
I did.
It's crazy. Do you enjoy doing the YouTube thing? Because I see you on there just sort of...
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's cool.
You make a lot of content.
There's just so many fucking dorks on there. I just don't want to be around that type of crowd.
You read the comments? Oh, no, you're talking about other YouTubers.
Yes.
Who do you not like? Who's a dork? Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, mm-hmm. Logan Paul, Rice Gum.
Rice Gum, he's we're friends.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No.
No.
Actually, you know what? The interview's over.
That would be good. Yeah.
Yeah,
do you want me to? Oh, so Frank's not a fan of Rice Gum either. All right. I mean, we're not friends. Like, we hang out all the time. We hung out a few times. You know, he's supposed to do this podcast. You made it in here before him. It kind of says a lot.
No.
No. You're not allowed to do that now.
No.
I appreciate you taking a stand on that.
Now I know how to get in through the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got locks.
I know how to break locks.
You know how to break that deadbolt? Well, you do have Frank. Maybe Frank could just run into it real fast.
Frank do it.
Yeah.
Frank had to kick me out of, like, actually kick me out of a closet because my other manager, Adam, had shut the door. And we're staying at this stupid-ass house that you go like this, the whole fucking wall shatters. So he... Adam slammed the door, locked me in, and I'm like... Frank! I couldn't open the door, so I'm just screaming. Frank, and he comes and he just kicks the fucking.
Amazing. Do you spend a lot of time hanging out with people your own age, or is
no?
It no?
The youngest kid I've ever hung around and thought like you're kind of cool. It's way generous.
Really?
Yep.
Shout out to him. Good friend of ours.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a really good kid.
How'd you end up meeting him? Just on Instagram or something?
Well, when Skies had released Life of a Dark Rose, we were at the studio and. It was him, Landon, all those, that one carrot head kid.
Cameron, aka Cuff Boys. Everybody go subscribe to Cuff Boys on YouTube.
I called him a dork. I was like, I seen him looking at me. I was like, I know who you know who the fuck I am. Shit. I'm like, I know who you and I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up, dork? And he's just like.
He was a little scared of you?
Yeah.
I could see
know
it.
He was scared of me.
It's He's kind of timid.
And he wouldn't say nothing to me until all of us were around there.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that you initially got famous for having a bad relationship with your mom, and he initially got famous for having a really good relationship with his mom because they sit around and watch Kodak Black videos together.
He's so fucking funny, bro. I remember the first video I ever seen was him and his mom reacting to Trippy, I think it was. Mm. And then I kind of like did watching the after that until I met Skies, and then I realized that Skies knew him, and I was like, okay, what is this kid about? He clearly can't be that much of a dork if Skies is hanging out with him.
Right. He helps Skies get big time.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably so many people watching this right now that had previously written you off that are going to be like, oh, she's friends with Lil Skies. She listens to Lil Skies music. She's friends with like a lot of these rappers and stuff. Yeah, she's probably all right.
I mean, some people think I'm crazy because I
can completely understand why they think you're crazy.
People think I'm crazy because I hang out with a lot of people who are older than me and shit, and mm-hmm. like I listen to all this bad music. But it's like I'm just doing what I want to do. Like, can you please leave me alone? Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Will Vicky is swagger jacking you? Is she taking your image and just sort of running with it? You don't. You spend way too much time on Instagram to not know who that is.
Well, what? What was her name?
Whoa, Vicky. She got arrested. You see that yesterday?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Wow, look at you. So have you guys not exchanged barbs publicly or anything? Or do you just not want to give her the clout of acknowledging you know who she is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well played. Okay, another name that I wanted to ask you about. Do you know Tana?
Yeah.
Are you friends with her?
Yeah, she's cute.
She was very excited when she heard that I was going to do this interview with you. Because me and her are pretty good friends. You guys should collab. That would be a great power couple. I could see you guys making powerful content on YouTube together.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Tana. What about this the new High Bitch remix with the whole gang on it? I was pretty impressed by that. You got together a pretty good crew. Made in Tokyo, Rich the Kid, and Asian Doll. Mm-hmm. These are all some pretty popular rappers at this point and stuff. How did that remix even come together?
I was like, okay, well, I just want to do something crazy. So I'm like, let's do High Bitch Remix video with everyone, like people I fuck with hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Rich the Kid off rip. I was cool with Namir at the time, so I'm thinking, I'm gonna put you on there because I fuck with you.
Right.
And this was when, like this kid was just the rubbing off the paint kid. He wasn't YB and Namir.
He's blown up a lot since then, since that song first came out. What?
People's heads get way too fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
People can fucking, so hard to explain. Like, when you watch someone go from begging you to like text them back, so I can't even text you and ask you something like about like work we're doing together or something like that. Like, that's when shit's like fucked up. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like your karma's gonna come back and kick you in the ass hard, real fucking hard.
You'll get used to that in this business.
But it's like, don't, like, you know, he played himself. That little boy played himself, and he's still playing himself.
Why do you feel like that?
Because his head is too fucking big. His head is too fucking big. Like, that shit, it's going to catch up to him. He's hot now. Mm-hmm. He's got this little sizzle going for him. But the way he's acting, he's just going to die down real fast. Don't get me wrong. I fuck with Manny, Glizzy, Ace, all them, Jay. I fuck with Jay hard. But Nick, Namir, he just ain't doing it.
You think he's a little bit... Was this a real personal thing? Did you guys... Were you talking at one point, or was it never like that?
I mean, he had something going on in his head that he thought was going to happen.
You think he had a crush?
Oh, all I know is he was about to turn 18, so I didn't... So I'm just kind of like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta stay away from all these dudes. These rappers. No, not music.
Fucking weakness, bro. If you have... This is weird because you have face tats, me saying this. But if you have face tats...
I'm your bro. I'm your big brother.
You're light skin.
I am light skin. Thank you.
No, but...
That's why people say, like, are you white? No, no, I'm light skinned.
I say I'm clear.
Clear.
Clear Pepsi. I just blend in like a fucking, what's it, a flamingo? No, not a flamingo. Damn, I'm stupid.
No, those are pink.
What's it called, the thing?
Chameleon.
Oh, I thought it was a bird.
And there probably is some sort of bird that blends into, right? Some sort of camouflage bird.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
You're cool,
fuck
Frank.
Fuck you too, because you
acted it. All right. I wanted to ask this. What is your average day like? Like, what do you wake up and do on the average day? Like, what's a day in the life of Bad Baby?
I wake up usually around, like, 11 o'clock because...
Puberty be like...
Because I just don't want to deal with people. And he's not back from the gym till, like, around that time anyway. So I just don't want to be awake unless... Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, Frank goes to the gym at a lot of different time periods, is what he's saying in the background.
No, Derek just
he has no schedule.
Derek,
you know they don't have microphones, so we should probably like de-emphasize the part of us talking to them. Okay, how about this question? How about this question? Where did the name come from? Because I know to a lot of people, it's just sort of a.
It really came on my eyes. I swear to God, it came.
Bad baby.
Came on my eyes. Or.
I mean, Bad Baby is one thing, but I think the H's are just very confusing to a lot of people.
Exactly. I want to confuse you. I want to make your little mind wonder.
Because I hear people all the time, is it Bad Baby? Is it Bad Bobby? Bad Barbie? Bad Boobies?
Bad Barbie?
Yeah.
Bad Baddy?
Is that like kind of a thing in your hood where you grew up that you just like insert a lot of superfluous H's into words?
No, I just was like, I want to do something no one else has ever done.
Right.
I did that.
I don't mind it. I think it's pretty cool. Do you consider yourself a feminist? What? I mean,
I'm just here.
That is a good answer, I guess. Well, do you think that women are treated unfairly in like the music business or in the world in general? Or
I'm not these other bitches, so I don't know. But I know for me, no.
I like that. Well, you have a message of empowerment. Is it important to you, the effect that you have on other girls? You know, just sort of telling young girls that it's okay to stand up for yourself, that it's okay to, you know, be this strong person.
Yes, it is. Don't let no female, don't let no dude, don't let no parent, don't let no grandparent, don't let no dog, don't let no cat, don't let no goldfish bring you down.
No, like, YouTuber.
No, not even Rice Flumb or whatever his name is. Don't. Just do what you want to do. If you want to cut your hair off and tie it to your neck, do it if you think it's good for you.
I did cut my hair off.
You tie it to your neck, though.
No, but I do have a lot of hair on my neck as well, as long as you don't bring that up. Yeah. Okay, so I have a few more questions that I wanted to ask you about. What about Tekashi 6ix9ine? You a fan of him?
His music doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck, but are you a fan of the antics, or are you a fan of his insanity?
No.
You never met him?
No.
He's controversial these days.
I just don't really fuck with him like that. Like, I don't really think he's a cool person.
Really?
I just think he's another one. His head's getting too big, too, so I wouldn't bother with
him. If you were 18 right now, would you already have face tattoos? Yes, definitely.
Yes, for sure.
Like what?
I want a butterfly right here.
Okay, Playboy Cardi style?
What?
Well, he's kind of like got the butterfly. That's sort of his thing.
I didn't know that.
Also, young girls, I guess, you know, like teenage girls are into butterflies, I think. Yeah.
No.
Well, that's cool. You know, you see in the comments on Twitter that Ben Baller asked if you like PK Rippers. You know what that is? I'm not surprised you don't know what this is. It's a BMX bike from like the 80s. Yeah, it's a weird thing that he might have even thought that you would know what that was.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. He's just that's something he's into. You told him that he needs to make you a chain.
Yes.
Do you have like a lot? Have you done like the big chain thing yet?
No. You're still waiting? Because I don't really wear chains like that. I'm more aware like earrings more than that. I don't even wear, like, I'll wear posts.
He can make you some earrings.
I really want to.
My cat's here. Oh, don't get out of here, you fat fuck. He's going to try to jump in your lap. I already seen him bothering your management over there.
No, I really, I'm kind of obsessed with Playboy. Like.
The brand, the image.
The brand. So I like have like 5 Playboy bunny belly button rings, a couple shirts from Joy Rich, sweatpants, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have one earring that's a Playboy bunny. I have one earring that's a gun. That's ones I wear mostly. But I want to get one. I want to get Playboy bunny earrings made with like the blue in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I want.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, rest in peace, Hugh Hefner, you know.
Yeah.
Big changes have gone down. Actually, I also like to say rest in peace, Combat Jack, Lil Peep, and Fredo Santana. We lost a lot of good guys this year. Probably some women, too, that I'm forgetting. Were you a Lil Peep fan?
I wasn't really, like, as much of a Lil Peep fan as I would call myself, like, a Rich the Kid fan.
Rich the Kid's still alive, luckily.
Yes. But I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't listen to music as much as I listened to, like, other music. But
You're on
like,
that street shit.
I listened. One of my favorite songs by him was Witchblades with Lil Tracy.
Oh, amazing, right? That was a classic.
That shit, I swear, when he says, when I die, bury me, that shit gives me the chills.
Mm.
After he died and I heard him say that, it was like.
Yeah, it can be tough to listen to all that stuff now just because he's like sort of telling you that he might die soon.
Yes, and then when he really died, I remember fucking when Fredo Santana died, I had heard a couple Fredo Santana songs, but I'm like, I'll show you. I'm like, let me download. Let me download some of his shit.
Yeah, I can see you being a rob my plug so type of girl.
Look at this.
You should got all the Fredo Kruegers and everything.
Yeah, I downloaded all that shit and I started listening to it and I was kind of like, okay.
That's a street legend right there. He's a real deal.
Yeah, I remember, who was it? It was one of these little artists. I can't remember who it was, posted it. Posted R.I.P. Fredo on his Snapchat, and I was like, no, like, that didn't just happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking, everyone's like, oh, it's fake, da da da. And I'm thinking, okay, well, the person who's really gonna say something is gonna be
Keith.
Mm. So I go to look on there, and he hadn't been on, so I'm like, maybe he would have addressed it, maybe Fredo would have addressed it if it was fake. But, and then it's when I seen, like, the pictures of, like, his baby and his baby mom going around. It was, like, R.I.P. I was, like, oh, wow, damn.
Yeah.
But then, crazy. You know what? The same motherfuckers who talking about R.I.P. Fredo are the same ones drinking lean.
Yeah.
And have it in the same Snapchat story, have it in the same Instagram story.
Did you see in his fucking, in the footage of his funeral, some of his friends were, like, pouring lean
like,
out.
That shit killed your fucking, your boy, bro. That shit killed him. And then same motherfuckers. Popping Zans talking about some RIP peep. Get the fuck out of my face. Don't say that shit if you're going to do Zans. Don't say that shit if you're going to drink lean because it makes you look dumb as hell. You're going to end up just like him.
I support you saying that. Is that one thing that you've always managed to avoid was like the drug thing?
I used to do Xanax, but it wasn't like how these fuckers do it.
You got to stay away from that shit.
I only thing I've really ever done was smoke weed. I never did none of that. I've never drank lean. I've never.
That's good.
Like, I've tasted stuff, but.
You got to use your influence to tell these young girls not to do Xanax and stuff because
I was
younger,
really a
you know?
Fan of drugs. Like, weed for me was only if it was really around.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
I don't think anybody should be smoking weed when they're your age. But, I mean, doing, like, prescription pills and stuff when they're as young as you, I mean, absolutely terrible idea. You're going to fucking destroy your brain.
Be responsible. Don't do meth. Don't do heroin.
Right.
Don't, but if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna be not right and do it, make sure your supplier is at least sane and not giving you fentanyl.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Or
yeah.
Chalk Xanax or.
I mean, hey, Lil Peep, you know, that's what took him out. So just getting some bullshit from some fucking dumbass fan.
That bitch needs to fucking like rot in hell because she was like, oh, I'm the reason he's like that, da da da.
Mm.
Bro, that shit was really crazy. Like, I did a Vice interview, and they asked me about it, and I was like, I just thought about it kind of like, this could be like, okay, someone who, I'm not going to say praises Xanax, but kind of a logo for it, Lil Xan.
Mm-hmm.
I know him. What if that was him?
Yeah.
How would I feel about that?
Yeah. Lil Xan did the right thing, though, by just, like, sort of getting off of that stuff early on, because it was, like, right as he was starting to blow up, he already had sort of, like, made that his mission to tell people not to do that stuff. And in all my time hanging out with him, I've never known him to even – I knew him, like, 6 months before he was famous, I guess, maybe a year. And, like, I mean, I never knew him to really be
my
doing
Xan's. My mom loves him. My mom, the first thing she said to him, she was like, why is your name Lil Xan? And he's, like, explaining to her the whole situation. And, you know, it's funny, fucking – When I met him, same time around that I met Skies, and these fuckers ditched me. I end up on their own in Skies session, because I would really stay out of Skies sessions because he'd be smoking too much in there, so I'd pop in every once in a while.
You just don't like being around that much weed smoke, or is it because you're scared of not passing your drug test? Yeah. Right. Yeah, they do be smoking a lot in there, huh? Well, do you think Lil Xan should change his name to Diego? Because he's been talking about it a lot. I don't know how well that's going
to
sell.
I remember he told me he wanted to drop the little. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think he should just say what you say, but just make sure you're saying don't do Xans.
I think at least for the time being, it's got to be Lil Xan, a.k.a. Diego, and then maybe, you know, second. Like, he even said.
No one even knew his name a couple months ago. People were thinking his name was Alexander.
Alexander.
Kazan.
He's full Mexican. He ain't no damn Alexander.
Alexander's a Mexican name.
Is it?
Yes. Is it not? Am I tripping?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it to me, but hey, maybe. Not Diego. Diego. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like all over the border.
Yeah. Have you traveled outside the United States yet or no? Do you want to, or it's just not going to happen until you're older? Ugh, that sucks.
Well, no. I'm going on, when I go on tour, I'm going to Europe and shit.
The tour. We got to talk about the tour. When are you going on tour?
April something.
And is this just you?
It's horrible.
Don't worry. We'll have the
it's
dates
like
and everything.
April 17th, I think, is my first. April 15th?
They're going to get the dates for us momentarily. But, okay, so what do you do on tour?
I've never been.
So, but do you just perform some songs?
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
I guess we're going to have to find out, aren't we?
Well, there's like the whole YouTuber style of going on tour where you sort of just stand in front of everybody and you tell some jokes, you do some weird routine. No.
That's not me. I'm not a YouTuber. I just make YouTube videos.
But you're not like, but do you see yourself being able to do like a whole rap set? Because that's like, you know, its own thing. Because then you have to do, you have to book rap venues and stuff. It's sort of different than.
My first show is at the, I don't know how to say it, not the the Observatory, the other one.
The Novo?
No, the other one. Yeah.
Constellation Room.
It looks like it says Constella Room.
Yeah, sort of like that. So this is a full on music tour. Do you know who you're going on tour with besides
Asian Doll?
Really? Wow, that's so cool. You know, I was thinking about trying to set up like a No Jumper Girls tour with like a bunch of, you know, popping girls who are coming out like
you're
Rico
putting
Nasty.
Me on it?
Oh man, she's going straight for the jugular. You really dislike this guy, huh?
Yeah.
So, but in what way do you think he's like a girl?
His actions. He's such a fucking crybaby.
Wow, you're going in.
He just wants everything his fucking way. I really can't stand him. I'm sorry.
Well, aren't you the same way? You probably like everything your way, too.
I'm a girl, though. It's okay. You're actually a dude. Like, you got a dick and balls. Like, you can't be doing that.
Maybe you guys are just a little bit too similar.
No, maybe he's just a little prick and I'm not. It's two different things.
I love this beef. Do you think that there's a good chance that he's going to write a diss song about you?
Him. He just knows I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I've made a song with him.
You made a song with him that didn't come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a No Jumper song. I
know.
Think.
I was just saying, that shit ain't coming out now.
Yeah. That's too bad. Maybe I should leak it.
Shouldn't have fucked himself.
I'll probably get sued. Yeah. Okay, what about Iggy Azalea? What made you decide to go at her?
Boredom.
Really?
Yes, I was just like, you know, you're kind of like a snotty faced bitch, so.
Right. I mean, she's kind of like out the game at this point. Don't you kind of feel bad for her? Like, your career is way more relevant than hers right now.
I don't feel bad. She's just a peasant.
Right. A peasant. Damn. That's mean. You're going to hurt her feelings. She might be crying and shit.
She'll be all right. She'll get more ass injections and make her feel better.
Yeah. Is that what girls do when they feel bad? We sort of like go get some ass injections?
I just go get my nails done.
Yeah, there you go. There's a few more questions I had written down here. What are your thoughts on Lil Pump? Are you cool with Lil Pump?
Yeah.
Have you hung out with him?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
He's a wild child.
He was. I feel like he's calmed down a lot. No. You haven't hung out with him in a while.
Yeah, but you still see him doing what he's doing.
Not like he was like a year or two ago, man. They used to be fucking going crazy. I had to call him one time and like tell him to delete a video because it was him and Perp hooking up with these girls in the backseat of a car, and it was so fucked up that I was like, bro, you got to delete that.
Sounds like something him and Perp would do.
They were a little too lit back then. I was just looking out for him. You know, they're underage and shit. Or at least he was.
Perp's like 20 now, right?
Yeah, but Pump is 17
I'm
now.
Still 17.
Pump is still 17, but he was like, you know, almost 16 at this time. He was like 15, I guess, at the time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. What do you think of like how much Pump has blown up? He's probably like the biggest dude to blow up from.
Every time I've been around him, he's just been too high to function. So we just ended up like shopping carts and fucking Walmart. And
that's what you did when you hung out with Pump?
Yeah, first time I ever hung out with Pump, yes.
You guys are both way too famous to be going playing with shopping carts at Walmart.
So?
Stop.
And I was just trying to find clothes because, and this motherfucker comes down and fucking jumps, woo! I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Lil Pump don't shop at Walmart.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe for food or something.
You're walking in, you got any Molly? Where's the Molly, where's the Molly section at?
No, Lil Pump is drug free now. 2018. Okay, but are you like Lil Pump? Do you like going to like the Gucci store and blowing shitloads of money, or is that not cool to you?
No, I don't do that. I'll do it sometimes. Not really.
Mm-hmm. It's like an addiction for him. He's buying $3,000 pants like it's going out of style.
I hate to say it, but then his money's not going to be there soon.
I don't know. He's got a lot of it. You got to buy a lot of pants. So you're doubting Lil Pump's future career trajectory?
No. But people run out of money.
They do. Not Lil Pump, though.
Damn, what's your obsession with Pump?
That's the homie. All
right, cool.
I'm just trying to defend him. Okay, another person I want to ask about. What about Chanel West Coast? You cool with her?
Who?
Oh, this is going to be another who? I didn't even know that you guys had like a thing, but people were asking me to ask about you.
You're talking about like the Chanel, like the store?
Chanel West Coast from Ridiculousness. West Coast. And she's formerly signed to like Young Money, she says. No, yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. I probably wouldn't want to answer either.
Young Money signed Chanel West Coast.
I mean, hey, a lot of labels sign a lot of people. That's fair. What about Donald Trump? How you feel about Donald Trump?
I don't talk about politics. I don't know what's going on with it. All I know is we have a president. He does presidential things, that's it.
He does a lot of unpresidential things as well. So have you been told by like your management, like, don't say anything specific about Donald Trump because half your fans probably like Donald Trump? Or is that just you just don't care?
No, I just don't care.
That's fair. I guess.
Truly just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I guess the average 14-year-old.
Unless Donald Trump is going to take every nail salon away, then I don't care.
He might. But he's so fucked up that he might.
Well, then we got beef. And I'm moving out the country.
I like that you are so singular.
I'm going to move to China, okay?
You're so singular in your interests that it's like nail salons, I care. Everything else? Meh.
Yeah.
I respect it. Yeah, I mean, that's the majority of the questions I had written down. My main thing that I want to know about you is just what is the effect that you want to have on the world and what are your plans for the next couple of years?
Whatever happens, happens. I might walk out of here, fall in a puddle, break my leg, and never be able to sing again.
Odds of there being a puddle here in Los Angeles are very, very low. But... You know, yeah, so you prefer to take life one day at a time?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
That's good. So are you're in the studio recording all the time?
Every day.
Every day. And so how many songs do you think you have, like, in the stash?
Too many.
Way too many. And are you just always working?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Do you have an album planned? Yeah. Really?
It's a mixtape.
Amazing. That's really exciting. I think... Could you see yourself, you know, having, you know, probably like one of the greatest female rap albums of all time?
Maybe, maybe not.
Coming for that title. I guess, are you committed enough to the music that you plan on like really seeing this thing through? Because like, I could see it happening, you know, down the road and stuff. I think you're better than Iggy Azalea.
Lil Pump not talking is better than Iggy Azalea.
Lil Pump's Instagram story is better than Iggy Azalea's music. I would agree with that.
She sounds like British.
Australian. Yeah.
Australian, same thing.
No, I agree. Americans, we don't want to hear people from other countries rap. It just seems like a consensus.
Sometimes Ski Mask sounds like he's fucking British or German.
You a big fan of him?
Yes.
He's from Florida.
I know.
Yeah. He probably just throws on the accent for the hell of it. Anyway, anybody you want to thank? Anything that we should look out for coming from you in the near future?
My tour.
The tour. Did we ever find out the dates for the tour?
Oh, well, you said that over there, so I figured.
So now we're not supposed to talk about the tour? I got emails saying, make sure you talk about the tour.
Right, like.
There's a lot going on.
Whatever, dude. You want to come do it? Come here, come do it. You want to do it? Put a fucking red wig on you.
Put a red wig on you. Anyway. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah.
You're the real deal. I believe in you. I just want to say that. I really do believe in you, and I believe that, you know, you probably have a very great career ahead of you, and as much as some people like to shit on you, you know, I'm a believer. I wouldn't have done this interview. I've turned down interviews with a lot of sort of like social media superstar type people, but I believe that there's some legitimacy to what you're doing, so I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there, and hopefully we can patch things up with Nightmare and get that song out, but I guess that's not happening, huh? Bye, bitch.
Bye, Broco.
That was not meant for Nightmare, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Okay, take that back. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Follow me on Instagram, at Adam22. I need all the clout. Thank you very much. You got 12 million. I'm over here at 600K. You know how sad that sounds?
Pussy.
Big facts. All right, thank you very much, Danielle. This has been No Jumper. Peace. I'm rolling like an alpine, look at no joy. I'm rolling like an alpine.